evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 63 of the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
And I'm Stacy, the political princess.
Okay, so tonight, Stacy and I are actually together in Pennsylvania.
Whoop whoop.
Aw.
So we're recording on one mic, so we're going to do our best when we talk to try to talk into the mic without looking like some 1950s backup singers. So, ooh, yeah. So tonight I am drinking Corvella from Paso Robles, and it's their cab. It was a pretty good, I like the label, which is how everyone knows that we pick our wine around here, and it's really good. So, but most Paso wines are, I have found, so I'm enjoying it.
I am drinking Plungerhead Old Vine Zen. It's a 2014 from Lodi. I literally came all the way across the United States to drink something that's bottled down the street from me. But it's super good. I really like it.
That's really funny. I am drinking this Yes Way Rosé.
Of course
you are. That I bought at Target because it looked so, it appealed to my general aesthetic. And I like rosé, and I'm on their website right now because it honestly, like, it says it's a 2017 and doesn't say where it's from. So I was like, it does say it's a produit de France. So it's product of France for those of you who don't parler français.
As well as you, obviously. Fluent.
Yes, clearly. But it's just so, okay, first of all, their website, super cute. And it's just made by two, like, very basic white girlfriends, Erica and Nikki. Yes Way Rosé Wine was founded by Erica and Nikki, best friends who have set out to make delicious rosé that's accessible to anyone who thinks pink.
Okay, it's like when you make drunk plans with your friends, but these two actually followed through.
We right. need to have them on the podcast. It's just, we like to say it's qualité rosé that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Oh my god.
How cute is that? Shout out to them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think they really just sell it at Target.
Nice.
It's speaking to all of my, like, favorite things.
So, all your basic white girl needs.
Right. The website is, like, this very pale millennial pink and a very clear, like, sans serif font. And
millennial pink.
I love how she knows all the fonts.
Like, yeah.
I know.
So much
work hazard.
I'm trying to see like where it's like where they are.
France?
I don't think they're French. They don't. This thing is so cute, guys. I can't get over it. Okay, well, I should have done more research next time. But I was like, yes, definitely. I should definitely look at this to try and figure out where it's from. But it says France. They don't look French.
Okay, that's real helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your insight.
Uh-huh. They don't look French.
How do you look French?
I don't know. That's what she said.
They have a beret and a cigarette and a kitten. Like, I don't know.
A red and white striped shirt with like an ascot.
Yeah, they have a skunk like sitting next to them.
They all look like Pierre Escargot from all that.
All right, so.
Is that Keenan or Kel?
I don't know.
Oh,
you go ahead and you take your time looking that up while we talk about some stuff.
I'm going to.
Okay. So we have a few topics, heavier topics, before we get into a little bit more fun one. We've been absent for 2 weeks, and it's hard to keep up with the news. So we're going to do a quick rundown. Omarosa.
Omarosa.
The villain, the TV villain everybody loves to hate. So she was part of the Trump White House. Well, I guess she met President Trump doing The Apprentice as every good White House aide.
Yeah.
Job interviews.
Work your way to the top. Yeah.
Doing Celebrity Apprentice. And then she made another appearance on Big Brother after being fired from the White House and teased everybody about how she was going to be releasing a book. Well, she released the book.
Of course.
Of course she did, yeah. And the big controversy right now, full disclosure, I haven't read the book. I don't intend to read the book. I have no interest in what Omarosa has to say about the White House. I expect people much smarter than me to read it and tell me what's in it, and I'll go from there. But the thing that she's getting that's gotten a lot of controversy is she says that she has proof that Trump used the N-word while filming The Apprentice, and they cut it out.
Of course he did.
That is what I'm saying. What is the big controversy? Yeah, like, sure. Is anyone surprised by this?
Grabbing by the pussy. How's that any different than you think? Like, no.
Well,
it's all awful.
He's saying that's not even in his vocabulary. He would never use such a word. Wah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And one, I want to say, of course he has said that. Like, of course. Number two, no one, literally no one is surprised that he has said it. Number three, why is anyone even fucking talking about this? Like, is it going to, you think this is what is going to be that changes people's minds about Trump? Like, he got caught in a racial slur. Like, I don't understand why that's, yeah. I don't understand it. So I don't understand what the big to do is over it.
But didn't Tom Arnold come out with this story first?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like,
it's
Tom
in the news
Arnold,
now, though.
I remember a long time ago, Tom Arnold saying that he had some kind of tape of Trump saying something horrible while filming Celebrity Apprentice. And I don't know if it's the N-word or whatever. Like, I don't know what it was, but he definitely said something bad. And did you guys see the commercial that was for the hunt for the Trump tapes on Viceland that he's doing? I think it has something to do with that same, like, Omarosa Celebrity Big Brother, or not Big Brother, Celebrity Apprentice season, so.
Yeah, I mentioned that on the last podcast, but I couldn't remember what it was called, but I saw the preview for it, and I was like, we have to watch this.
Yeah, but I remember Tom Arnold bringing this up, like, the same time the Access Hollywood tapes come up, like, yeah, I've got some tapes on him, too.
Looks like that's what's on our docket tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it's out yet.
Oh, no. All right. Well, yeah. So I want to say no shit. He's racist. Everybody knows he's racist. And I can guarantee you him using the N-word is not the most racist thing he has said or done. So
absolutely. Also, like, about it. Let's not be surprised when anybody who's worked in that White House comes out with a book. Because
for
course
sure.
Going to. Of course, 100%. That's probably the reason half of them took a job there.
Well, yeah.
They're like, I'm going to make a lot in royalties when I release this book.
And shame on you, Sean Spicer. Shame on you. Like, your book was whack. Okay. Mm. So, the next topic, the whole story going around about the kids being found in Mexico that were being trained. New Mexico that were being trained to perform school shootings. Okay. Stacey and I read about probably between the two of us five different articles before we got on here, because this is what we were like, oh, we should definitely talk about this if they're like training kids in a camp somewhere to shoot up schools. A lot of different people have a lot of different opinions, but what the New York Times came down on is there's no substantial evidence to corroborate that statement. So we decided it's probably better not to talk about it. But if you read Fox News, they're running it as like a Muslim terrorist ring. CNN doesn't really, they use the names which are, they are Arab, they are Middle Eastern sounding. So, and they are identified as Muslim, but I guess they did a human sacrifice to resurrect the kid as Jesus.
Yeah. So it was five adults and 11 children. One of the kids got hold of a cell phone and was able to text authorities and say, we're starving, there's no water. And authorities were finally able to go. They had been watching this guy because they thought that he took his child, and the mom had reported the child missing. And so they thought he had the kid there, and so they had been watching him, but they didn't have enough evidence to go search the premises. So after the kid texted authorities and said, we're starving, we have no water, they were able to go in and search the compound, and they found the 11 malnourished kids from ages 1 to 15, and the remains of one child. I don't know, the article I read didn't say where they got the information. They said that it was, the remains were buried in a way that they knew it was for sacrifice. But, and it said they sacrificed the child thinking he would come back as Jesus to guide the rest of the kids. But I don't know where they got that last part of information from. The article wasn't clear. But that's just the background on what happened. And there were, like, tons and tons of guns. The kids were all malnourished and scared, you know.
That's super sad.
The five adults were all related either by blood or marriage. Yeah. And they were the parents to the kids.
Yeah. So we decided there was really one, until they can prove that they were trying to do school shootings, it's good that they went in and broke up this little ring or what. Like, it doesn't matter if they're Muslim, black, white, polka dotted, whatever. These kids were in danger, and it's good that they went in there and broke it up. It's just funny how people are already trying to spin it when the prosecutor who's taking on the case said, if you're going to make those claims, you need to have substantial hard facts, and we just haven't come across those yet. So if you guys are reading that that's what's happening, it's not entirely true yet. It could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But not yet.
I'm really curious how they came to, like, the idea that these kids are being trained for particularly a school shooting. You know, even if all the kids were being trained on the guns and they had proof of that, how do they go? Is it just because they are Muslim, they think automatic terrorist attack? How did they decide school shooting instead of, you know, bank shooting?
Right.
Some government building shooting. Like, what, you know, what made them say school shooting? So I'm curious to see where this goes.
I would think probably, and I'm assuming here, that it's probably just because of the age of the kids, that that would be the easiest thing for them to infiltrate would be a school.
Maybe, but they use kids as, you know, little.
Oh, for sure. I'm just saying where they, where they probably jumped off the wagon on that one.
Yeah. I'm wondering how much evidence they have to these claims.
Did you guys hear about Sacha Baron Cohen's new show, Who is America?
No,
no.
So he has this new show. And so one of the first, I think maybe the first episode he did, he was a character named Morad, who is in Washington to gain support for his Kindergartians program, where you basically put the guns in the hands of like high aptitude kindergartners.
Yes, this to prevent
shootings. And he got all of these people to, like, all of these, like, pretty dumb Republicans to go on and say, like, just these lines that he had written for them, like, remember to point puppy pistol's mouth right at the middle of the bad man. And it's like Philip Von Cleve saying these things. Like, he has all of these people on here. Like, a three-year-old can't defend itself from an assault rifle by throwing a Hello Kitty pencil case. Our founding fathers did not put an age limit on the Second Amendment. Like, all of these crazy things that these people just read blindly. Like, it's, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I did see that. When it comes
to the safety of our children, the way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good child with a gun.
It's horrific.
Yeah. It's horrific,
but it does point out the, like, absurdity of, you know, being guns in classrooms, and also, like, just the man read. How many of you read that and were like, yeah, that seems like a good idea? No, let me recite
no
it.
No one I know. Yeah.
Well, these dum-dums did in front of cameras.
I saw an ad the other day for bulletproof backpacks, and as absurd as it sounds, kind of a neat idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things they teach you, or they teach kids or whatever, is to, like, hold their backpacks in front of them. Because at least it's, I mean, it's not going to stop much, but at least it's a little bit more.
Well, yeah, they're selling ones with shields in them now that you can wear on your back or use in front of you to protect yourself.
Oh, there's got to be another way we could.
No, stop it.
Stop.
Don't even go down that road.
The Kindergartians.
The Kindergartians.
And the Space Force.
Ooh, uh-uh. Pew, pew.
Space Force.
And then the last, excuse me, story that we were going to talk about was, Stacey is going to go over it.
Okay, I'm just going to read this, like, article that I saw because it's real sad. Okay, just listen. A school district in southern Oklahoma was forced to shut down for 2 days after parents used a Facebook group to threaten violence against a transgender seventh grade student. Superintendent Rick Bean closed Achille Public Schools on Monday and Tuesday after parents posted claims on a Facebook group Achille ISD parents group that the student who identifies as a girl was looking over the stalls in the girls' bathroom. Heads up, parents of 5th through 7th grade, parent Jamie Crenshaw said in a now-deleted post, "The transgender is already using the girls' bathroom. We have been told how the school has gone above and beyond to make sure he is in his own restroom, yet he is still using the girls. Really looks like it's going to be a long year." The principal, Bean, would not confirm whether the alleged bathroom incident even occurred. The post set off reactions from other adults who referred to the 7th grade student as "this thing" and "half-baked maggot." One parent repeatedly referred to the student as "he" and suggested a good sharp knife stop the student. Another parent said that their child should whoop his ass until he quits coming to school. Bean tells Time, he made a decision to close both the elementary schools, which house kindergarten through 8th grade, and the high school on the advice of local law enforcement. LGBT rights supporters were planning a demonstration at the school, and police believed it would be safer to just close the district, which has 400 students, because of the possibility of counter-protesters. The schools will reopen Wednesday with police on campus. Yeah, I'm going to keep going. Bryan County Sheriff Johnny Christian says deputies are currently investigating the Facebook posts and could file charges. He says most of the responses were from parents outside the Achilles area, even some from out of the state. He says the transgender student's family has a protective order against the parent who made the comment about the knife. The main thing is the kids feel safe, Christian says. This is an unfortunate incident. We have an amazing county, and we all take care of each other. Bathrooms have been a long flashpoint in the fight for LGBT rights and recently became a hot-button political issue as several states debated bills restricting transgender people from using the bathroom of their gender identity. It goes on a little bit more, but that's basically the gist.
Let me clear something up about the whole bathroom issue, too. The LGBT community never made it an issue. Like, this came out of nowhere. Someone decided that they were going to ban trans people from using the bathroom that of their choosing. And that's how all this got, like, stirred up. It wasn't like the LGBT community was like, hey, you know what we want to fight about today? Bathrooms. Like, this right, was a total like,
hey,
thing.
We want to draw attention to.
Up until then, like, hey, everybody, you have shared a bathroom with someone who's trans at some point, yes. And you didn't know it. Like, it just irks me so much when they're like, oh, this flared up in the community. No, this flared up in the community because somebody made it an issue. Like, before that, no one, you can tell when someone's creepy in the bathroom. Okay. And I can guarantee you 99.999% of the time, it's not going to be a trans person.
And as a parent of a 1/7th grader and an almost 7th grader, little girls will go in the bathroom and mess around. They play in the mirrors. They play in the sinks. They look over the stalls. They crawl under the stalls. They lock the stalls and then crawl mm-hmm. under and mess with each other. This was probably the case of a transgender person messing around with their friends. They probably, and somebody walked in and saw it and went, there you go. This is what I'm going to tell my mom happened. And it got blown out of proportion.
And even if it's, let's say this little girl was looking over the stall, to have adults call for violence against her is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like, you want to see what's wrong in this world? Just look to the parents, and they're raising this next generation of absolute heathens that don't give a shit. Oh, it's so disgusting to me. Like, all you have to do is replace it. Like, to understand the atrocities that face the trans community, replace trans with black or Jewish or mm-hmm. female or whatever you want. And if you were to say a young black girl looked over the stall and a white person said that little girl needs to be stabbed, or turn it around. Like,
yeah,
anybody looked over a stall and that thing needs to be stabbed.
That would be horrific. And more people would be outraged.
Yeah, absolutely. I will never understand when people start coming after kids. Like, I just don't understand that. And what are you teaching your children? Like, there are different people in the world. Not everyone's going to look like you. Not everyone's going to act like you. Not everyone, you know, not everyone's going to have the same interest of you, but you're teaching them that if someone's different from you, the only answer is violence.
Right.
Yeah.
It's to beat that kid's ass or stab them. Like, what? What if your kid wore braces and I had an affinity for braces and I wanted your kid stabbed to death for braces? Like, are you kidding me? I'd be thrown in prison.
I could see, like, I'll play devil's advocate. I could see if my child was in a restroom and let's say they said the janitor or a male teacher was coming in and looking over the stall. And I'm like, I feel so scared that I want my kid to go to school with some sort of weapon. I would go to the principal first. I would never send my kid to school with a weapon. I'm trying to reach out and understand from the other side. But if I felt so threatened by violence or by, you know, my kid being harmed in some way or violated in some way, I would go to the principal and say, what's being done about this? But I can't imagine it from a transgender 12-year-old.
No.
Feeling that threatened where I'm going to say, you need to take a knife to school. You know, like, you're being threatened. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to stab this kid or whoop their ass or whatever they were saying.
Well, and what's next? So should the trans kid's parents send her to school with a gun to protect herself from a knife?
Like, yeah, is that what we're teaching them?
Reaction?
Yeah.
It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. Insane. Get your shit together, people. How many times do we should have to take a shot every time we have to say,
I like
get
that.
Your shit don't together, America.
And don't be a dick.
Well, no, we die. We would die. Get off we can't do that. What are your thoughts on it?
I just think it's disgusting. Again, I don't understand anyone's reaction being violence against a child. Against anybody for that matter, but like especially a child. I don't get it. I don't see a problem with using the bathroom you identify with. I 100% agree that, like, we've been sharing bathrooms with trans people for a really long time because you don't know, you don't look at someone while they're going to the bathroom. Like,
and if you are, you should be the one that's kicked out of the bathroom, you weirdo.
Right?
Yeah. Stop looking. And, like, I feel like trans people, at least my assumption would be that, like, they're probably more worried about being victimized in, like, drawing attention to being victimized in a restroom for a gender they don't identify with than they are of, like, that's much more likely to happen than them attacking somebody in a bathroom of their same gender. Like, I don't see
the violence. Oh, you were looking over the stall. You were probably messing around. You were probably being a typical 12-year-old goofing
around.
Well,
but that's the narrative they take, is that, like, they're pretending to be the opposite. Like these women are pretending to be men so they can go in and, or other way around, like, men pretending to be women to go into a women's restroom to somehow attack. That's not happening.
I would even venture to say that the young lady wasn't even looking over.
Oh no! I'm sure it was probably not.
She was probably just in there, and
yeah,
and it got blown way out of proportion.
Yeah,
like that's what the trans people I have spoken with, and I hate making like sweeping generalizations because of course I don't know every trans person that exists in the entire world, but they take such care not to rock the boat or set off any alarms for people or. They always want to seem less threatening because they are the most at-risk population of people in our country, especially people of color, trans people of color, like trans women of color are terribly, terribly at risk. They're killed at greater rates in hate crimes than Jewish people or Islamic people or African Americans. Like it's so mind-boggling. So especially if you were a trans kid, I would assume their parents have gone to great lengths to be like, you could be in danger. Like you need to be really careful about where you are and who you talk to and like all these things. And again, I'm just making assumptions, but if my child was trans, that would be a conversation I would have with them.
Absolutely.
Like you don't know who's out there that wants to do you harm. You need to be on the lookout all the time.
Yeah.
So I think it's just gross that we have to keep having these fucking conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It seems all the time. About trans, like, how does it affect you? What do you care?
It doesn't.
I thought we were done with this conversation, like, when the whole country, well, not the whole country, but the majority of the country got on board with marriage equality. Like, it doesn't affect you. My marriage has no bearing on your marriage.
Yep.
Well, like, a little bit. If I'm fighting with my wife, then you have to hear about it. But, like, that's the only thing. Like, you and Kai are getting a divorce over it. Like, it's just,
yeah.
I thought once people kind of saw it that way, that they could make that logical leap to the trans community. But I guess it's just a step too far right now.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's so frustrating. People suck.
Especially a kid, man. Relax.
Yeah.
Do you really want a dead kid on your conscience? Like, come on.
For messing around in a bathroom.
Ugh. Okay. Twitter hashtags. We're going to play a game.
Yay.
Yay. We're going to go through some Twitter hashtags and we're going to answer them how we feel about them. So, Stacey, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Hashtag share your rejections.
All right. Okay. Not like a rejection. I know a lot of them on there are like job rejections, but I will say that in middle school, I had a crush on an older boy. I was in seventh grade and he was in eighth grade. And I was like, he's totally into me. And let me preface this by saying that, like, I didn't get boobs till like my junior year in high school. So I remember thinking, like, he's so cute and he totally likes me. And then he told me that I was two-dimensional and that I was a pirate's dream, sunken chest.
Wow.
I know. And I remember being like, oh.
Well, you showed him, didn't you?
People to like.
Yeah, right?
Joke's on you, buddy. And that one stung.
I bet.
That one stung. Because that was the first time I realized that, like, oh, you, the only reason you don't like me is because I don't have big boobs.
Oh, or well, any, then you dodged really a bullet. Any, now, as any, an adult, any you boobs. Look back and you dodged
for
a bullet.
For sure. But that was the first time that I realized that, like, oh, people will not like you for stuff like that. Yeah, and then,
and
like, karma
P.S.,
came back.
Little eighth grader, you wouldn't know what to do with boobs if she did have them.
Right?
Like, come on.
Right. They would treat it like their little, what's it called, joystick on their Xbox controller, and you would not like it anyway. So,
honk, honk.
Dodged a bullet. Yeah, they might honk them.
Right. Honk, honk.
All right. Other Stacey, share your rejection.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing the same one. Yeah. I would have thought about it.
All right, I'll do mine first, and then you can do yours. Okay. When I was in fourth grade, isn't it funny how it's like kids are the meanest creatures in the world? When I was in fourth grade and I liked boys, or I thought it, whatever, we won't get into that. I was on a traveling softball team and I had a little boyfriend. I'm sure he doesn't listen to this, but I won't say his name anyway. But I had gone away for, back then we're talking about like the, what, early 1990s, there was no cell phone. We didn't have like social media or anything. So when I was leaving for the summer, and I came back thinking that and let me clarify, all we did was like hold hands. And the last day of school before I left for summer break, like we kissed like for a half a second. It wasn't any big deal.
Like a pet.
Yeah. But I thought like when I got back to school, everything was totally fine and that we were still together. And he was going out with my best friend.
That's terrible.
No.
I cried for hours.
Yeah.
I was mad at her.
Well, that's one of those ones, too, girl code.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones, too, when you're younger, you just, like, we're still dating because no one broke up with the other one. So I remember being at Porn Fest in one year.
How would I know?
My friend being like, oh, yeah, I think I'm still dating him. We haven't talked in 2 years. I'm like, then you're not.
Well, but how was I supposed to, the last time I saw him, everything was fine.
But you're in fourth grade.
Yeah.
What
you're
a
going
bad
into fifth.
Friend.
But that
what
scarred me.
Friend.
I'm sure.
That scarred me. Yeah. So.
That's a bad
friend. Well, and she was like mad at me. Yeah. She was like, well, you didn't even talk to him all summer. I was like,
how dare you, bad girlfriend.
How?
You're like, I went camping with my family. We don't have cell phones.
That was mine.
All right. I just told Jax mine the other day, but okay. My rejection story. I applied for a job at a big box store. Not going to talk shit about it because I love it now. They have a little dog for their...
rhymes with Schmarget.
There you go. So I applied for a job as a cashier just to have like some side money. And I was like an adult with children. And I walk into the interview and the lady says, you know, I'm looking over your resume and I'm wondering why you aren't applying for like team leader, you know, like not management, but you know, like up there. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess that's fine. You know, she goes, okay, well, I need a whole nother packet to interview you with. And I'm like, okay. She leaves the room and comes back with a completely different set of questions and stuff for me. And she gets into the interview and she finally gets to a question about, I don't even remember what it was, but it was something like, how many words do you type per minute or can you work Excel or something that I was like, oh, you know what? No, I don't know anything about that. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. You're not qualified for this job, but you know, we'll put your resume aside maybe for another day. Have a nice day. And she gets up and opens the door. And I'm like, wait, I just wanted to be a cashier. Oh, so I had to like leave and I'm in the parking lot going, what the hell just happened? I just wanted a cashier job. Apparently I wasn't good enough for either. Sucks. Yeah. Not fair.
No.
All right, Stacey, pick one.
That really blows. Okay, the next one is things that confuse me.
So many things confuse me.
So all the time.
Okay, something that confuses me. Well, it's going to be political, and we've talked about it 1,000 times on here before, but I don't understand how certain people, and not just confuses me, but like grinds my gears, how certain people can be completely pro-life, but not want to fund any programs after the child is born into an impoverished family.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not pro-life, you're pro-birth, and I hate it, and I don't understand how their minds are, like, clear their conscience of it, and they're able to defend that stance. So that's my things that really confuse me.
Okay, mine is, I just texted this to Jax the other day. Why do people, when they're selling their vehicle online, hold their finger up to cover the license plate of the car they're selling when you drive that car all over town showing off your license plate? Like, you're not worried about it when you're driving around, but if you post a picture of it online, you're worried somebody's gonna what? Steal your license plate number? I don't know. I'm real confused. Why do you blur the license plate number?
Yeah.
I am confused by the fact that Pluto does not wear clothes, yet Goofy does. And Mickey wears pants and Donald doesn't. But Daisy has a dress with bloomers and Donald doesn't. And fun fact, apparently Howard, you know Howard the Duck, right? Mm-hmm. The cinematic masterpiece, Howard the Duck. I was listening to a podcast about this. And they were talking about Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck is a Marvel character. Before that movie came out, Disney sued Marvel and said that Howard had to have pants on. Because if he was a duck not wearing pants, it would be too close to Donald, the pantsless duck. What? How does any of that make sense?
Or why does Goofy get to drive a car?
Yeah, well, yeah, Pluto's a pet and Goofy's not. How? They're both dogs.
They're both dogs.
I get it.
That's not fair.
Breedists. Goofy walks around on 2 feet and Pluto's on 4 legs.
It's the breed. I'm telling you. Damn breedists.
Why does Disney make 90% of their villains female?
Ooh.
What are they, or, what signal are they sending to
them? Or all their Walt main Disney. Characters, though.
Well, Disney had some mommy issues, clearly. Okay, I have to read a couple of the ones of these that are on Twitter because they're actually, like, pretty accurate. Why are they called apartments when they're so close together?
Touché.
Right? 10 hot dogs in a package. One bun was sold, 8 to a package.
Yep. Age old.
The phrase, that's neither here nor there. Where the heck is that? I thought that was
crazy. Oh, the phrase that drives me crazy that confuses the shit on me, when people say it was in the last place I looked. Well, I fucking hope so. Like, why would you keep looking once you found it?
Oh, no, I could care less.
I couldn't care less is what it's supposed to be.
Right. People say, oh, I could care less about that.
Well, people if also you, say library. So.
If you could care less, then you must care a little bit. Just
saying. Library. Or frustrated.
Frustrated. Yes.
Supposedly. Why is it 40 F-O-R-T-Y and not 40 F-O-U-R-T-Y?
Word. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one. I want answers.
Me too. Somebody write in with these.
Got any more?
So frustrating. Let's see. Any other really, really good ones? Why people spend 20 minutes trying to find the closest parking space at the gym just to go inside and use a machine that makes them walk.
We talked about this today at one of my meetings. Yeah.
Did you? That's super funny.
All right.
Why they call themselves Real Housewives when they never cook and clean.
True.
People who run for fun. Oh, this is another one. People who say irregardless.
Yeah.
Irregardless.
Yeah.
That's like flammable and inflammable. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, somebody has on here, I could care less. Could you? Or do you just not know what you're saying?
Right. Ah, pet peeve.
All right, Stace.
So funny.
I'm going to pick really bad casting ideas, but I feel like this could go a couple different ways. So whatever your take on that is.
Really bad casting ideas for 500, Alex.
I'm wondering if this is like, okay, like Melissa McCarthy as Olivia Pope. Is that really bad casting idea? Is that is that how we're reading
she's
that?
Too funny. Yeah.
Okay, after this, I do want to say something about this because people are coming down on Ruby Rose for not being gay enough to play Batwoman.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
And I want to talk about how hard everyone was on Scarlett Johansson for playing a trans person.
Okay.
And it's not going to be a popular belief in the LGBTQ community. So
how about Ben Affleck as Batman?
Ben Affleck as Batman.
Terrible.
That is 100% the worst casting idea. Really bad casting idea.
Yes.
Yes.
Some might say the worst.
Ever? I don't know.
Mickey Rooney as the Japanese neighbor in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Emma Stone as the Asian girl in Aloha.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
At least they didn't try to make her look Asian like they did with Mickey Rooney.
They cast Anthony Hopkins as a black person. And I can't remember the name of the movie, but he was born into a black family looking white. Like,
times used to be really different.
Anthony Hopkins, he took that role.
You guys probably won't know this one, but Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher, all wrong.
Way I don't like Tom Cruise at all.
I was just going to say, I would be more into the Mission Impossible movies if it wasn't Tom Cruise. And by the way, why hasn't he aged?
Because they get so much Botox.
Why hasn't he? That man has looked the same for the last 30 years.
So have a ton of them.
Scientology.
Huh?
Scientology. Yeah. But if you've read the Jack Reacher books,
he's too rugged for it to be Tom Cruise.
Super rugged. He has like a scar across his face. He's older.
He should be that guy from Driver. Hair.
Super tall, big ex-Marine. Like nothing about Tom Cruise is Jack Reacher.
Okay. Before we go on to this, I want to say something about the Scarlett Johansson and poor Ruby Rose now. Like, Scarlett Johansson was cast to play a trans person in a movie, and a lot of people got real pissed off about it, saying that that role should go to a trans person. Here's the thing. I don't fundamentally disagree that it's better if someone who actually lives in that world or is cast in the part, but they have to be a better actor or actress than Scarlett Johansson. And Scarlett Johansson brings a lot of star power, and it's called fucking acting. Like, no one's pissed off at Brad Pitt for not really being a vampire and playing one in what Interview with the Vampire. Like, it doesn't make any... Straight gay people who are gay have been playing straight people for years.
True that.
And Annette Bening played a lesbian in The Kids Are All Right, and so did Julianne Moore, and no one lost their shit about it.
Did you see, like, Charlize Theron in Monster?
Yes.
Holy crap!
I guess I hate seeing us like nickel and dime these kinds of things, where we're saying only a trans person can play a trans person. Like, you're really starting to isolate people into a bubble then, because I understand the idea that trans people do not get enough exposure. They do not get picked up for enough jobs. Like, I get it intellectually. Like, I understand what you're saying. However, attacking Scarlett Johansson for accepting the role is not the right avenue to go down.
Yes.
Like, agreed. That's ridiculous. And Ruby Rose not being gay enough to play Batgirl, calm your tits, people. Okay? Ruby Rose, first of all, I don't know how many straight girls that girl has turned gay, at least for a night or two.
She's got superpowers.
She's super hot.
She's super hot. She has an actual girlfriend. Yeah. Just because she doesn't fit into the box you want her to fit in, don't start saying people aren't or are gay enough or whatever it is.
What does that even mean?
Exactly. Right. What does that mean?
She's got a boy haircut and tattoos and, like, what do you need about her? She's sleeping with a woman. More.
Right. It doesn't matter how she looks. She does. She's playing androgynous.
Yeah.
But she looks like a supermodel. She's gorgeous.
Right.
But none of that even matters because she likes girls. Yeah. What is it?
But if you need her to be more cliche to fit into the box in your brain that makes her, like, gay enough, what do you need? It doesn't make sense.
Well, and if you don't think she's gay enough or whatever, then just don't go see the fucking movie. Like, not again, everything has to be a war or a battle or a cause or all of these things. Like, New Balance supported Trump. So you know what? I just don't buy New Balances, but I'm not putting a sign in my fucking front yard. Like, just if you don't agree with something, you don't have to die on all these hills, also, is all
am
I'm saying.
Something? Why does Batgirl have to look gay?
What does actually looking gay look like? You really want to go down that road?
Question.
Yeah.
That's a great question, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So how does she not look gay enough?
No, she's not gay enough. It's not look.
I thought you said she date men look, like,
for a period of time?
I don't think she's. I don't think she identifies herself as any one thing. Like, I think she's always said she's open to.
Okay, then why does? Yeah, why does Batwoman need to be gay?
She doesn't.
Why are they? Men?
I am so confused.
I thought it was like a looks based thing because how else would you know? Like,
I don't get it.
Based on a
they're making so for the first time they're actually making Batgirl like in the movie she's going to be gay. And this is a very big deal for the comic book world and for the LGBTQ community. But they picked Ruby Rose, which, by the way, I think is an excellent decision.
Uh-huh.
You know how many more people are going to go see that movie because it's Ruby Rose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Just stop being so fucking fragile about everything.
Well, but that's why I thought you damn were saying snowflake. They were upset was because of her look.
No.
Because what she acts like in, like, how does that have anything to do? She's a kid, she's playing a character.
They're right. Actors.
So as long as she fits in with the, you know, what they've created as a look of the character, then what does it matter?
I don't.
Well, and I can fully get behind, like, I understand people of color have, like, they don't have a lot of positions in Hollywood, and they do need to have more, like, Black writers and Asian writers and, like, these people that can give different perspectives. And they do need to open more doors and, like, producing and directing to female. Like, I agree with
but
all of that.
I don't think that every... I don't think that...
But that shouldn't be why you get it. You have to be the best.
But then does that mean that, like, trans people can only play trans roles?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to box yourself into a corner. Gay people only play gay people.
Yeah, that's the dumbest.
You're
going
to box yourself into a corner by saying that this role should go to a trans person. It is called acting. You believe it when they play zombies. You believe it that they're a Martian. Like, you believe all these things because they're acting. We have much bigger things to worry about.
Do you
the only thing that I think has to be, like, you know, whatever, is, like, looks on some things. Like, in Hairspray. Like, all the African-American characters have to be African-American.
Sure.
Tracy has to be heavyset because it's a plot point.
Sure. I agree.
Do you think that it is gay women complaining that she's not gay enough? I'm using finger quotes. Because they wanted to see a real gay woman play a gay part to bring out more of the gay role, you know, like Pride and stuff, and she does not come out as fully gay.
I think that that's total semantics. Like, there's a lot of people now in the community, that's what the Q is for, is queer. Like, there's a lot of people in the community that don't solely identify as gay or lesbian or they could be hetero, like, what, flexible or whatever. Flexible.
But do you think that's who's complaining?
I don't know who's complaining specifically. Like,
I can't imagine who's complaining. It's Ruby Rose in a leather costume. Shut up.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, agreed. I'm just saying, everyone calm your tits. We have bigger things to worry about.
The last person played Batgirl?
Alicia Silverstone.
Hey, she looked good in the rubber suit, too.
She did, but I wish she would have done more with her career after Clueless.
Me too.
Wasted opportunity. She nailed that role. Nailed it.
That's my little rant that a lot of people don't agree with in the LGBTQ community. So, but they're actors. Let them act.
Stacey, what's your really bad casting idea?
Okay, mine would have to be Donald Trump as president.
Yay! For the win.
Okay. All right.
Okay, this one's kind of funny. This one says Gilbert Gottfried in A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
so loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Any other funny ones?
Bill Cosby in While You Were Sleeping.
Bill Cosby in Life.
Oh, While You Were Sleeping. That's terrible.
Someone has Ben Affleck as Batman.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean is James Bond.
Buscemi in 50 Shades of Grey.
This one just says Adam Sandler.
Oh, I like
Adam Sandler.
I do too. So not Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but Elaine from Seinfeld in Dirty Dancing.
Ooh. I read this thing, it was like 20 things you didn't know about Adam Sandler, and he's actually a really nice guy, number one. But number two is, all his characters have to end, their names have to end with a Y. And so now I'm like going back thinking of all his like characters. Like Billy, Happy Gilmore, why I can't think of any characters right now.
That's interesting. Oh, somebody put on here Donald Trump as president. They stole my joke.
Aww.
Nah. Okay, so this one is hashtag my weird fear. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I have a fear of white condiments. Like, not an I don't like them, but like a straight up phobia, mostly of mayonnaise. Like, I don't like the way the jar looks. I don't like the way the noise it makes. I don't like the smell of it. I don't want it anywhere near me at all. But like ranch dressing, sour cream, anything related to mayonnaise. Also, I have a fear of yarn. I don't like the unraveled ends of yarn. I'm afraid it will come unraveled and somehow wind up in my eye or mouth. Also, rubber bands, like a rubber band hitting me in the eyeball.
I don't think I can top any of those.
I also used to be afraid of elevators because of the movie Speed.
Huh.
Because they cut the elevator cords.
That's real intense.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mine's just but spiders.
Mayonnaise is like a dislike that's so intense that it's almost a phobia.
Huh.
All right. I don't have a fear of mascots, but mascots, the costumes, furries, give me anxiety attacks, and I have no idea why. Hyperventilate, sobbing, can't control myself, anxiety attacks, and I have never had a bad experience, and I have no idea why it happens.
Of mascots?
Yep.
Even, what about, like, if you're in Disneyland?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
So there's no pictures of you from your childhood with, like...
Yeah, no, it started in my 20s.
That's so strange.
Yeah, and nothing, like, made it happen. No idea why.
Huh.
Yep. I can't believe you didn't know that. You're looking at me like you didn't know that about me.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah. I thought Kai...
No, I had no idea. I'm trying to think if I have one.
Bugs, dude. That green bug on your windshield yesterday. There was a green bug, and it wasn't scary looking at all. It was actually very cute. It was neon like green. Yeah, like a leaf bug crawling across the windshield.
Bug.
Every time it would just kind of flutter for a second, land back on the windshield, on the inside of the windshield, while Jax was driving, she was like, like rolling down the window and like screeching. It was freaking hilarious. I think all bugs in general are your irrational fear.
I also don't like, I don't like little dots that are get squished together. Like, I have like a kind of like, it gives me the chills when I see like beehives, like all the dots real close together. Oh,
there's a name for that.
Or like, when little seeds all kind of roll together, like a whole bag of seeds doesn't bother me, but if they were on a flat surface,
in agoraphobia.
Well, it's not like debilitating or anything,
right? But it weirds you out.
Yeah, like sunflowers. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. I don't know why they have to bunch like that.
Oh, maybe it's not agoraphobia. Don't listen to me.
No, there's a name for it because I saw a thing on, it was like a BuzzFeed test, and it had one of those things that's like one of those big flowers that's got the little holes all over it. Lotus, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
it's lotus when they're dead. Can you handle those things? No. Like when that whole trend was going around like a few years ago where they were saying this certain shampoo was putting like holes in people's necks. With like all those little holes, but it turned out just to be a Photoshop like lotus thing. Like I get my hands get real like sweaty and stuff when I see them, and I don't
like honeycombs. Trypophobia.
Yeah, I don't like that.
With this like that kind of yeah.
I don't like that.
I won't show you anymore. Yeah, but it's an aversion to the sight of irregular patterns or clusters of small holes or bumps.
Yeah, like, I felt my heart rate, like, go way up. Like, Okay,
we're grossing her out with pictures.
I don't like that.
All right, I got one. The 11th commandment.
Don't be a dick.
I'm changing it. Oh! You were yelling at me for showing you scary pictures! No. I'm changing the subject for you!
The 11th commandment is don't be a dick. Which I think you could have summed up the first 10 with that.
Oh, shit. Thou shalt not get out of the car in the school pickup line.
Ooh. You seem to be speaking from experience there, ma'am.
Yep.
What's yours?
Oh, my 11th commandment? Besides don't be a dick?
I have a lot.
Yeah, clear the time on the microwave.
Really? This is spoken from somebody that lives with people. Like, roommates.
Besides my don't be a dick, but this could fall under it, don't be needlessly rude to customer service people. Like, you get stuck in a cashier line that's 15 people long, when you finally get up to that cashier, don't be an asshole to them.
Yep.
It's not their fault. They don't even make the schedule. Like, they can't help that there's three people on. Don't be an asshole to them, especially you jerks at Christmas time. When you're in a store, like, you know what you're getting into. Don't act all shocked and shaken when the line's long. And you sure as shit don't get to be mean to that 17-year-old or 45-year-old that's working the register. This was not their life's ambition, okay?
Right.
So calm down. Also,
they can't control how busy it gets.
Right. That's why I said they don't make the schedule.
And in the same realm, put your damn shopping cart back.
Yes. Why is that so hard?
Don't leave it in the parking spot. No.
Yeah.
That's not their job to put your shopping cart away.
Yeah. Oh, and also. When it's raining and you're in a store parking lot and there's someone walking, let them walk. Stop your car. You're in a covered vehicle. Like, don't make them wait in the rain for your slow ass to make it through your spaces. Like, let them get to their car. Again, don't be a dick.
Yeah. And don't park like a dick.
Oh, crooked. Yeah.
Kind of diagonal, so then I have to park like that to be able to fit in the spot, and then you leave, and I look like the person that parked like a dick.
These are all car related. Don't drop dirty diapers out your car window in parking spots and leave them there.
Who does that?
Hell of people, go to the Target parking.
Oh, you have a thing with Target. It's coming out now.
Oh, well, okay, Walmart. Don't go to a Walmart parking lot because you'll see dirty diapers in parking spots because people drop them out their car. They don't want their car to smell.
And pick up your dog's shit.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what my brother was telling me his apartment does? When you move in there, if you have a pet or if you get a pet while you're living there, you have to go get its DNA tested because they test the DNA on shit found around the apartment complex and will fine you.
That's fantastic. I bet you
they don't really do that.
No,
it's just a threat.
They do. He had to, they went in there. They have a little kit and everything.
No, I'm sure they make you do it, but I doubt, you know how expensive it would be to test all of that? No,
they sent.
Worth it.
They send fines out. Fucking like, they actually worth it. Send fines out. They wow. have a company that comes in and does it.
Wow.
And it is worth the money, apparently, because they're going to fine you, so that's going to pay for that.
That's.
And then there's no dog shit anywhere.
That's incredible.
Wow. Uh-huh. I think overall, don't litter. Yeah, I'll lump that up with my diaper one.
All right, what's everyone obsessed with this week? Oh, wait, let's do wine first. How's everyone's wine?
Oh, it's good. Mine's great.
I'm thoroughly it's into great. It. I'd buy this made. Again.
I would buy this again. Plunger head.
Mine was made for me. Basically. It was literally, the color is perfect.
I feel like pink. Even if Stacey didn't like it, she would still be like, this is the greatest wine that has ever. Because it like checks off every white girl.
Right.
It does.
I know.
If it came with a pair of Ugg boots.
And a scrunchie, obviously.
And a coupon like, for a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, yeah, this all tracks. This is a thing. So holler at us, Erica and
Nikki.
Holler at us? Did you just say holler?
I just realized my ponytail has transitioned to a side pony.
As she keeps flipping it in her face. God, I don't know what's you just happening. Get whiter by the second. Like, all right. What's everyone obsessed with this week?
Obviously, I'm obsessed with your baby being out here and getting to hang out with him and cuddle with him.
He's real funny.
He's real sweet.
He's real funny.
Aww.
What about you, Stacey?
I am obsessed with it's not a new podcast, but it's a newer to me podcast called Why Did This Get Made? Mm-hmm. No, How Did This Get Made? What'd I say? Why?
Ugh. Do you listen to Things You Should Know?
No.
Same kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. How Did This Get Made is my new favorite thing. So it's comedians I really like. Jason Mantzoukas, who was on Parks and Rec. He played Dennis Feinstein. And then Paul Scheer and Juntae and Raphael. It's super funny. Anyways, they pick horrible movies and then just dissect them. Like, how did this piece of shit movie get made? How is it even possible? So I've listened to, like, the one about Con Air is great. Because Jason Mantzoukas is like, this movie is great. It all makes sense. I love the whole thing. So that's super funny. And then, like, the just premise of it is funny. They break it down. They go over, like, ridiculous stuff that happened, like, horrible, horrible plot points, things that don't make any sense, terrible acting. And then they give the audience, they often record the shows live. They give them a chance to ask questions. And then they go back in and find, like, 5-star reviews on Amazon of the movies and read them. And it's just, it's so funny. If you like terrible movies, like, there's one on Clueless. There's one on the movie Toys. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yes.
With Robin Williams. Such a weird
movie. And LL Cool J.
Yeah. Such a weird movie. So there's one on that. It's just, they have like there's a million episodes. They're all super funny. Especially if you've seen these like terrible, terrible movies.
Okay. I have two. One is my little boy, Lincoln. Because this is the first week he's learned to like giggle and smile randomly, so he smiles a lot, and but he has that like baby giggle, which is like the most innocent thing you'll ever hear.
I
have it. I will send it to you.
It's like this, I don't know, it's like the most pure, and it, like, he's, there's nothing that's jaded him yet or hurt him, and it's just, it's pretty adorable. And when he gets so excited that he goes like and it's so cute. And that's then my other one is a podcast also. And Amy Schumer made a podcast called Two Girls and a Keith. And I want to preface it by saying, I don't know why people are so hard on Amy Schumer. Like,
I think she's so smart and so funny. I think people think she's who's like her characters are.
Right, and it's not.
Which is not the case. Watch her Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
And if you listen to this podcast, she talks a lot about that, kind of like, these are characters, and it's really good. And she does it with her three best friends. It's two other girls and then a guy named Keith. And they're just kind of rapport with each other, and they're all four of them are stand-up comedians, so the whole thing is like very, very funny. And I've been driving in the car just like crying, laughing so hard because these people are just hilarious. So, and it's only a half hour long. It's really good. So it's Amy Schumer's Two Girls and a Keith. And if don't listen to the reviews on it, because there are people out there who just hate Amy Schumer.
There's
and
not,
will
actually.
Annihilate her no matter what she does. So I think it's, yeah. And I feel like, okay, I have one more little rant. I think people expect too much from comedies. Like, we just watched Melissa McCarthy's newest movie with her daughter goes away to college or whatever, and then her husband ends up life of the party, okay?
That looks so funny.
Okay, it was. It was very, very funny. But before we got it, I was reading the reviews about it, and people were like, oh, played out trope, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you people are expecting way too much from comedic performances. Like, if you can turn something on and actually laugh out loud three or four times.
It's done its job.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, these aren't life-changing.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. I think Melissa McCarthy's a genius. And this is, oh, we can watch that tomorrow. I own it. All right. Yeah, it's good stuff. So, that is it for us this week, unless anyone has anything to add.
Nope.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.